Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We just thank you for taking time out and being here with us today. And we found out that we had to add another number. Isn't that a blessing that so many people was on the other number? We had to add another number. So I just super excited about that. But you know what we do here? It's not a competition with the other media. What we like to do is be, you know, we need to work together, and that's what I try to inspire, that let other media personalities, we can work together. But the important thing, what we like to do here is share other people's passion, purpose, dreams, and, of course, their destiny in life, the things that stir inside of you, the things that you stay up all night, you know, burning inside, things you actually want to go out and get it, the things that actually you would work all day if you had to, because it doesn't feel like work. It is the passion, it's the dreams, the things that you want to do. Like I really truly enjoy helping people, so I can do that all day. I mean, you know, I do a lot of things, but the main umbrella of everything that God has entrusted me with is actually to help other people walk out their purpose and their dreams in life. And that can be from coaching, that can be for speaking into their lives, that can be praying, that can be ministering. I mean, that can be radio and television, the other speaking platforms that we have. But, you know, the most important thing is we like to give back. We actually like to inspire other people. And that's my thing. And, you know, God has, you know how the old people say God has a sense of humor. I believe that's why my last name is Sunday, because I love bringing the sun, the light to other people's dreams. Ooh, my team may have to rebrand me. I ain't said something just then. But anyway, I really, really love being your host. And if you want to know anything else about the awesome things that we do, please go to www.reneesunday.com. Now, we actually, some things people don't know about me, but actually in college I actually used to act, and you know, I come alive in front of a camera and being my TV platform, and also the videos I put on social media. It seems like I just come to life. Even at church Sunday, they had me doing the announcements, and I pretty much went into to preach mode, if you will, just doing the announcement. The key is you got to do what makes you feel good inside. And so that's why we have this awesome, awesome, wonderful, beautiful young lady that's here with us. She actually is a filmmaker. She actually is a freelance video editor. Because the thing that making a film, and she's going to tell us that, you know, the actors, we see the final product. You know, I've been doing some, what they call it, extras and stuff like that. It's amazing what goes on behind the scene, okay? But she's going to actually give us a sneak peek of what really is going on in that wonderful career. So I just love it. We want to welcome the awesome, the phenomenal Naomi Cypress. Are you there?
I'm here.
Well, welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Amen. Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on right now in your life.
Okay, so pretty much I'm working on two documentaries. One's a shorter documentary. Another one is like a longer spiritual documentary. And I'm also working on a few screenplays. It was just one, and then I had to go back and make another one to make it make sense. So I've been working on those and editing those for film festivals that are coming up. It's just pretty much the film industry is more so experience-based. And you need to know your way around all the departments if you want to be a good director or filmmaker. You can be a unskilled director and whatever, but it's better to know everything that goes on, because when you're making a storyboard for your films or figuring out what you're going to put in every scene, you have to think about every department that's going to affect, and every decision you make is going to affect a certain department. But yeah, I mean, I'm just pretty laid back. I don't really talk a lot. I can talk a lot, but I'm more of a observant person. Then after I observe, I kind of go in and, you know, do stuff.
Well, can I ask you this? Because this would this is a great educational piece here. Tell us a little bit more about the storyboard.
Well, a storyboard can be used for commercials, movies, cartoons, pretty much anything that is on film or any type of media. You're going to use a storyboard, and it's important to have one, because if you do not have one, you have the script, which is fine, which is great, but you have to block out that script. And before you can go to that, you have to block it out, and then you will make the storyboard. And that's going to organize what goes in every scene, what sound is in every scene, what action is going on, if there's what type of film movement is going on in that scene. So it's a very important part of filmmaking. It keeps everything organized. Aside from, you know, the people that work there, which are the PAs, that's one of the main things of filmmaking.
Oh, yeah, I truly respect them because they kept me in trouble, and they actually told me when I can go to the ladies' room or not. So it was they are very knowledgeable, and they what I really thought was amazing with the PAs is they can look at your – well, of course, your makeup has to be on point for the camera because that's a whole other different topic, but – they could actually tell you about your wardrobe that is not right. You need to go to makeup. You need to go to wardrobe. So I really appreciate them that they actually kept things together. But I wanted to, you know, the thing that I love that you said, Naomi, is organization. And we need to have that in everything we do. We got a lot of business owners on the call today. We need to write it out and make it plain for our business plan. We need to do it for our books we write. And, of course, when we turn on the TV, we take it for granted. But now it takes a while to do to do things. Now, the documentaries, can I ask a question about that? Because a lot of them are coming out, and a lot of them are being pitched to major networks.
Right.
In your opinion, and I know this may be putting you on the spot, so please forgive me if it is, what do you think makes a good documentary?
Well, it depends on what perspective is being shot in, because certain documentaries, like, they'll just have it a one-sided part of a documentary. But what I like about noisy documentaries and Vice in general, they have, you know, they have someone that's in, you know, a journalist, and they're going into that world and experiencing it. So it's kind of like you're experiencing it with that person that's, you know, going into a certain area in a certain country or situation. You know, it kind of, you know, lifts the film off, or lifts the, you know, smoke and mirrors off what you think about a certain topic, and you have a better understanding of that topic after you leave the theater and after you finish watching the documentary. Because some documentaries, they... you know, it's hard because you have to do all this, you know, B-roll and interviews, and sometimes do the interview, you got to reshoot everything because the sound's awful, or, you know, there's other things that go into it. So anyone that takes the time out to make any film or documentary, you know, have to give them credit for it. But I really do enjoy Vice's documentaries, and just any documentary that gives you a better understanding of what that subject matter is always a good thing.
Okay. Because, you know, a lot of people are doing them, but I like what you said, that it actually, and that's a good thing. I know it's a lot of motivational speakers on the line as well. You know, when you're speaking to people, stories connecting with them is very important. That's just a tidbit. But what Naomi's saying is very powerful, because if you could connect with your audience, if you're actually saying something, you know, a story, if you will, that it actually connects to people better. So I really appreciate that. But let me tell you, because you actually in the wonderful city of Atlanta as well, right?
Right.
So what is this, I mean, is Atlanta holding up, if you will, to the new statistics we have, the new ranking, if you want to call it that, and we're actually the new city on the map, if you will, film production, video production, and actually just all general movies, TV production. What you think about Atlanta having that title now?
it fits because there's always work, you know. There's always something for you to do, especially when it comes to like PA work and any department really, because there's always like something being shot in Atlanta. So because it's cheaper to shoot here, there's different varieties of areas to shoot here, so it fits for sure. I'm not even surprised, honestly, but yeah, it does fit for his title, for us to Atlanta being like the new Hollywood or everything like that. It makes sense because when I'm walking down the street, I'll like see, you know, someone shooting or like, you know, some trailer somewhere for, you know, a movie, and there's always constantly something going on here, so the title does fit.
Yeah, you're right, because of course you can get in and out pretty quickly with, you know, with the international airport, so that helps. And there's plenty of
Right.
hotels. You're right, because even way out where I live, a lot of things are being shot every day. I mean, people may remember the heat of the night. You know, the heat of the night was
Yep.
in the city not too far from me in Covington. But I mean, it's everywhere. The last one I did, you didn't even know where you were going. You parked your car one place and you went another place, more for, you know, to limit the traffic of the cars and stuff like that. But what I, on your looking in your eyes, looking, because from the back, from the, what they call it, the back of the scene, you know,
Behind the scenes.
when you, yeah, thank you, baby, because I'm like, wait a minute, well, I'm missing the word. When you actually, can you, and you know, I know people ask me this all the time as well, but can you actually look at someone and see if they have talent just with their approach? Or, I mean, because you know they say that the first 3 seconds you can get a good approach to somebody, or you can actually, you know, they cannot perceive you in the right manner. Do you, is there
Right.
any truth to that when you actually see someone come on on the platform?
It depends on who is perceiving that person, because if I'm perceiving them by, oh, they got this, that, or if I'm perceiving their energy and their presence, that's one thing. Because some people, everybody has a presence, but certain people, you can look at them or you can just see them interact with people and you'll say, oh, they have that star quality or they are good at what they do or something. You know, there's a different look in their eyes. There's something different about them. You know, and you're not looking for it. It's just there for you to see. You're not. There's nothing for you to really, for. It's just you see them, and the message is already pretty much sent just by them being there. You're like, okay, well, like they grabbed your attention, but they didn't mean to. They just kind of exist, and the energy that they're giving off is giving you, okay, they may have something about them that, you know, is special or different. So I can say yes for sure, you know, but there are people who have made it in, you know, random luck. So I mean, it depends. It, you know, from person to person.
Yeah, I think you need to ask the old saying. You may be too young to remember this saying. We used to say, no, I'm telling how old I am, but we used to say, bring your A game. I think you guys said, keep it 100. Keep
Oh,
it
A
real.
game.
And,
That's not that old.
yeah.
It's like
Oh, okay.
early 2000s, maybe. That's not old.
Okay. But you have to have a presence for yourself. My mom has always told me and my father as well, you represent your own self. So you actually need to be your own cheerleader. If nobody else is your cheerleader. And of course we know the word of God tells us we need to do that. But we need to have a presence for ourselves and our companies, the passion, the purpose and stuff that we do. You can train people or to be on your team that represents you, but you know, you always have to have that confidence and that pride about yourself that you can represent yourself. So I really appreciate that. What we're going to do just very quickly, Naomi, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, if it's okay with you, the burning questions that so many people have sent us is, in your opinion, if you're fresh to Atlanta or if you've been living in Atlanta for a long time or if you want to visit Atlanta and you want to get started in film, if you want to actually be, you know, even on your side, help you in the things that you're doing, Or if they actually want to do some extras or anything like that, you know, if it's okay, give us a little advice on that. But we're going to actually take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back, and we're going to get this question answered. So you guys, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll be right back.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires of Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursdays at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
All right. Don't stop. Get it. That means get your purpose, get your dreams, get your purpose, get your destiny. We need to get all of that, okay? You know, if you want to know anything about advertising and sponsorship, we actually have a lot of people coming up that have interest in that, and they actually going to be sending their stuff in the next couple of weeks, so we'll have more people there on the sponsorship end and also in the advertising. If you want more information about that, our website, www.reneesunday.com. And then also our newsletter comes out once a month. And you can actually, we look for bloggers, you know, the artists can put the great thing about it is clickable. The links are clickable. So if you're an artist and you have music, people can actually look at your video directly from the newsletter. They can actually listen to the music right there on the newsletter. And guess what? They can go and purchase it right there off the newsletter. So if you want information about that, same place, ReneeSunday.com. But we're having an awesome conversation with the wonderful, I mean, she's so humble. I love her spirit, Miss Naomi Cypress. But we want to come back because so many, we've had at least five questions, Naomi, that has come. If you're new to Atlanta, and I think all the things will apply. If you're new to Atlanta, if you're trying to get to Atlanta, or if you've been here forever to Atlanta, we just want a little advice if we're trying to come in and actually, even if we're trying to come in on your side and try to, you know, end up being a video editor, end up being, you know, behind the camera. And also the same thing if we want to be an actor or an actress, any advice that you can give us to kind of step out and actually obtain that dream?
Don't be late. So that's the first thing is punctuality. That's really important. If you're trying to do extra work, as soon as you get any type of notifications about a particular part, send an email immediately. Maybe you can have it pre-made or something that's already kind of like maybe some folders to organize your pictures and all that so you can send out emails for being an extra. Filmmaking, you know, it can start with your friends that want to do videos and music videos, and there's so many ways to execute it. It's just about what you're trying to do, because if you're trying to do extra work, you're trying to be an actor, it's always good to start as an extra. If you want to work in the film department, you can work as a PA, end up working as a camera assistant, depending on what department you go to, and just kind of build from there. So it's just about what you're trying to do, like what's the end game, and then navigating how to get to that portion of it. I wouldn't say it's hard. It's not hard. It's just, it depends on what you want, but just do some research. If you want to get in a film side of things, then you can definitely, the best thing to do if you just want to be within that industry is go into, I think it's called the PA Academy. You can do that for like 2 days, and it'll give you a quick rundown of everything that you have to do as a PA, and then they'll, you know, send you work and everything, or they'll send you notifications about work, and you could choose to take it or choose not to take it. You know, there's a lot of things here, you know, it's just a matter of where to get it and who to talk to. But, you know, it's a technology age, so you can pretty much get what you want. It's just a matter of what you're trying to attain and navigating it how you want to attain it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Please, yeah, be on time. And Atlanta, you know, people love to make the excuse of traffic, but you have to put that time, because I live at least, almost 45 minutes from downtown, so I always give myself an hour and a half to get anywhere, because you want to be there, you know, when the people, because they see who actually comes early, and they see who actually leaves late as well, and that's great networking tips if you helping out at an event and stuff like that early and leave late, because you're trying to learn a skill, and that's what you're trying to learn as well with the awesome being in field production and stuff. I should say a confession. My video team make me look real good. My makeup artist does well, my image consultant. But let me tell you, the reason I'm telling you this secret is you have to be teachable. Because before I got in TV, Naomi, let me tell you, everything in my closet was black. And black is not what you wear on TV, okay? You can wear black slacks if they just doing, pelvis up kind of. But if you look at any of the things that I've done, I try my best not to wear black, because you want to be vibrant. You want to be motivational. You want people to kind of, entail and, women, we have to be careful with, the cleavage and that kind of stuff, but you have to represent yourself in a good way. But I really appreciate you saying that. And the emails, yeah, have the emails together, because if you – and please have spell check. I mean, our phones can auto put a word there, but they look at all that stuff. I mean, it's just like you're on an interview. You have to represent yourself well. But Naomi, we've had, time go by so quickly here, and we we hate that. But tell us how we can connect with you and how we can actually support you in the social media networks as well.
Okay, so you can contact me via Instagram, Simba Cypress, like the Lion King character. And my Twitter is Simba Cypress as well. What else do I have? I have a Snapchat, and it'll just be Pearl Cypress, like the actual stone. So Instagram, Simba Cypress. Twitter, Simba Cypress, like SimbaSypress. And you can find me like that. And I think that'll be it in terms of social media.
Well, that's good. You're so busy. You don't have time to do. But, that's good that we'll support you in the things that, and all the things that you're doing, let us know. And we'll be at that, whatever the film is, whatever the movie, we'll support you in that, because I just love young people and people in general just doing their purpose in life. So we just thank you for doing that, one, being in your purpose, and then the second thing of being here with us on Good Deeds.
And I'm glad that you guys invited me to talk on your show. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. If you need us for anything, please contact us, okay?
Okay, I'll be sure to do that.
Well, you guys, we had an awesome, awesome time. You know we love. Talking to people that's in their purpose. And that could be anything. Healthcare professional, they actually any type of coach, they book. We just love doing that, and we will continue to let you know all the things that this awesome young lady is doing. Filmmaking and a freelance video editor. I just love it. Naomi Cypress. If you want any information from us, please go to our website, www.reneesunday.com. We're going to continue. This artist, he really enjoying being around Good Deeds, and we love it as well. Smilodon, he's in our newsletter. He's actually, always on our social media, Twitter. He's a big fan of Twitter, and we're actually love playing his music as well. He supports us in everything we do. So we're going to actually end the show, of course, listen to his awesome song, one of his awesome songs, and we're going to put more actually in the track, so in the system, as we go further in the rest of this month and next month. And I love you. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
whatever it is, you'll see it through, yeah.
How many can testify that tonight?
So don't give up.